So I've started playing around with zero drafting, as you all know, if you've been listening to the show. And I've been doing it to try to find the voice of the stories that I'm working on and to try to get a window into the world that I'm writing in. Having said that, I recently finished the first chapter of a zero draft project that has thrown me for a loop. And I want to talk about it on today's episode of Project Shadow.
Can you hear me? I have something to say.
Hello everyone, how are you doing today? My name is Charlie, you might know me better as sci-fi fantasy writer C.E. Dorset. And, yeah, okay. So, I've been playing around with a lot of different ideas right now because, as you know, amid the times that we're in, I find that any progress is good progress. Any words written is good words written. Now, that doesn't mean that they're final draft words or anything like that, but, you know, being able to get work done is important when it's really hard to get work done. So, I've been playing around with several different ideas just because I'm trapped in a loop somewhere between new project syndrome and just complete and utter ennui at the state of the universe. And I like where it's going. So I recently read an article over on ProWritingAid.com about the third option between being a pantser and being a planner, and that's this idea of being a gamer. And I got really excited because in some ways it really encapsulates the way I write. So the idea is a pantser literally writes by the seat of their pants. A planner plans everything. A gamer sets up the rules and then plays the game to see where it goes. The rules being some of the major plot points having been figured out ahead of time and, you know, some basics about the setting and characters and what have you. Yeah, that's for the most part what I do. I have talked about this before, about how I use Save the Cat for pantsing, in that while I may or may not have my full Save the Cat beat sheet filled out, I know where in project those beats are supposed to fall and use them as a way to try to keep myself on pace, to keep myself in motion, and not to just spin out into too many side projects and side quests. And, you know, all those things that can really bog a story down when you're writing it for the first time, especially as a pantser in a zero draft phase, where you can really go off the rails easily. It also makes it a lot easier to go back and outline to fit work structure into the story, since I've done some of that work ahead of time. Yeah, I kind of threw that out the window with two of the current projects that I'm working on. One y'all already know about, and that's the Princess Rescue Squad stuff, where I just started writing things, and I'm still working on that, don't worry. But I had another idea that's been kicking around in the back of my head for a very, very long time, and it wouldn't leave. It was being very persistent again. And so I sat down and was like, look, if you can create a chapter that is this long with characters that are interesting and a world that I actually want to explore, fine, I'll put you on the list of something that we can do. And it did. It did. I was able to sit down and write roughly 1,000 words a day for a couple days and get a passable first chapter done. I don't know how much of that will survive into the final chapter. project, but it was interesting enough in the characters that it established and the setting that it established that I do want to know more. And this is where all of my panic and all of my fear and all of my concerns about my methods of writing start coming in. And it's really not helpful right now with everything going on because, you know, I've got enough panic and fear about just the nature of the world, my own health, you know, my husband going out to work, you know, all of those things, you know, my family's health, you know, just everything. Everything right now, living in America's heartland where people are being stupid and not wearing masks and infection rates are going crazy right now. There's a lot. There's a lot. So I'm trying to just be distracted and working on whatever it is I am capable of working on at any one time to keep the madness from consuming me. Because let's face it, right now we're all living through a Lovecraftian nightmare. And we know how those often end. But I think we're going to get through this one. I really do. It's going to be fine. So I have to keep working. I have to keep focused on the stories that I want to tell and the stories that I'm capable of telling just to keep forward momentum. I talked about that a lot last week on the show as well. And so here I am experimenting with the zero draft format where I actually used Save the Cat to outline a chapter and then wrote to that beat sheet. It was interesting. It was a very interesting experience, and I don't know how well it's going to work in the final project or not, but it kept me from bogging down because I knew how long I wanted the story to be. I knew it's basically the target word count. And I've talked about this before, how I used a spreadsheet to break down each beat into roughly how many words it should have in a story. And that's what I did for this. I had an outline of what would become chapter one of this story, broken up not by scene, but by beat. And thus, I had to keep on target. Now, that's both a blessing and a curse in that in some ways I felt like I rushed through some stuff, and in other ways I felt like it was a little too slow. But again, I'm in the process of zero drafting. And the most important part of the whole thing is it got me a finished chapter. It got me a story from beginning to end. And, well, I say from beginning to end, but it got me a finished chapter that made for an interesting story that I kind of want to keep exploring. So in that way, it worked. And I'm excited about that. It may not sound like it because, you know, chronic pain is a thing, but I am. I'm very excited about it. So why am I worried? I'm worried because now comes the game part. Now comes the part where I put rules in. And this story introduced a lot of words, that some of which I know, but that I have never written about before. And I need to take a little bit of time on World Anvil and flesh those things out. And this is where the fear kicks in. I am a noted, infamous procrastinator. But I don't procrastinate in the way that other people procrastinate. Most people procrastinate by finding excuses not to get stuff done. I, on the other hand, like many of you, I take it from comments and conversations that I've had, I procrastinate by creating extremely long and detailed to-do lists that prevent me from actually getting done the things that I need to get done because of all the things that I tell myself that I need to get done before I can do the things that I need to do. And I don't want to fall into that trap again. You see the problem? Do you see the concern? Because it would be really easy for me to just get distracted right now, to just get lost in the world building, because it's fun, it's easy, it's simple. And honestly, right now, given the state of the world, I would welcome it. I would be very appreciative to have anything to just get lost in and to get distracted by and to run off into the woods and not have to deal with real life for a little bit. But having said that, yeah, I don't want to get lost. I don't want to get into a place where I'm not actually putting forward good stories. I want to be accomplishing something. And that is really the concern that's driving me right now, in that I have ideas that need to get written, but at the same time, I have so much holding me back and keeping me from being creative. I don't want to detail like all of the different issues and problems in my life right now, because this isn't that kind of a confessional podcast, and I'm not seeking sympathy, but, you know, it's been very difficult for me to get a lot of stuff, a lot of anything done, to be honest, from the various forms of pain that have been rearing their ugly heads again of late, to, you know, just my general anxiety and depression issues, and the fact that, you know, of course, along with all this, I'm not sleeping as well as I really need to be. So I'm just constantly tired with this nagging worry in the back of my head that I think we're all feeling right now. And that's just like part of it. There's a lot going on in my head right now and in my life. But I think for me as a writer, as somebody who really defines themselves by their creativity, the most important thing for me to do is to continue to have some form of creative output. We've talked about the judges and the critics and Bob on this show numerous times. Bob has really been a problem because I don't really care if I get lost in world building right now. Right now, given the state of things, like, yeah, I want to keep the schedules and actually get this, that, and the other thing done. I wanted to get 3 books out this year, and that's definitely probably not going to happen now. But I want to get some books out this year. So I want to keep to those goals. But at the same time, I have to understand and accept my own weaknesses as a writer and my own weaknesses as a human being. That when I was making my plans back in January, I thought that there might be a problem coming this year. And I don't want to get into that because it's hard for me to weed out what is me looking at trends and figuring out, oh, well, it looks like that's going to happen, and what's just my anxiety going, you know, terrible things are going to happen. But, you know, I was already starting to think in January that it would be a rough year. But even with all that, I hadn't quite gotten my head around exactly the state of everything right now. So those goals are not valid. But I don't want to go the way that Laura Wrights did. I don't know if you watch her or not. She's on YouTube. You should definitely watch her. Her channel's awesome. But Laura recently did a video where she talked about how she's not doing goals at all right now, because with everything going on, it's just one stressor that she can't handle. And I feel that. I feel that so much down in my bones that I don't want to set hard dates, and I'm not letting myself set hard dates right now, because that is one stressor that I just don't need right now. I just don't, you know, I'm having a hard enough time dealing with the fact that, oh, so there are going to be storms again. Yay. You know, like little things that shouldn't be bothering me as much are just like driving me crazy right now. So I'm not going to let myself get lost in dates, and allow that to become a stressor, because honestly, I did that in February and March, and no. And yeah, there is a new Camp Nano coming up. Camp Nano, I think June is the next. Is it June or July? Anyway, there's another Camp Nano coming up, and I'm probably going to take part in it just because I'm going to be writing while it's going on, but I'm not going to be strict and hold myself to account the way I normally would in normal times. You see, the trickiest part with all of this is trying to weed through what is an excuse and what is a valid reason to do or not do a thing. And I don't know the answer to that. I don't. I wish I did. This is the part of the show where I wish I could just be like, yeah, so here's the easy way that you can tell when you're just being lazy and when you're actually doing things for your own self-care. But I can't do that right now because I don't know. I look at the state of my life and the state of everything going on around me, and the idea that I'm going to set a hard clock and say that by this day I'm going to have this done seems insane to me right now. It just does. It feels like a tourniquet around my wrist. And I can't do that. And for that reason and that reason alone, I'm not. But I still feel that for my own sanity and my own moving forward, I have to have goals. So here's my goal. I am going to really publish one book this year. One. If it's more, yay. Celebrations, dances in the hallways. But I'm going to do a book this year because it's May and the year doesn't end until December. And I don't care if it's a novella, a novelette, or a novel. It doesn't matter to me. Anything that I can get out into the world is a victory at this point in time, just because of everything going on. And there are some people that I wish I could work like. Like, I watch The Courtney Project. I watch a lot of AuthorTube. I do. I don't know if you do or not, but The Courtney Project on YouTube, great channel, watch it. And I wish I had her discipline. I wish I had her ability to just lock down and get stuff done and turn off everything that's going on in the world. I don't have that. I don't. I want it. I strive towards it. And, you know, maybe at some point when I can afford, you know, things that would make my life better. And I hate saying that because I think in some people's minds, I'm thinking like a car or a nice house or anything like that. I'm not. I'm talking about like, I need a therapist and possibly some T blockers and what have you. But I need a therapist so I can find out what those things are. And I can't afford that right now because let's just say I got the discount rate quoted to me for therapy, and I would be spending basically every dollar I make in a month just on the therapy, and I don't know that I would be able to afford anything else. I wish I could say I could afford that right now, but I just can't. So yeah, this is what I'm doing. I'm just working. And I know this episode probably sounds like the diary of a mad person, and it is. It is. I don't feel like doing anything right now, but I know a lot of us don't. And that's one of the reasons why I am making myself stick as best as I can to this daily podcast format, because we can push through. We can get through this. You know, while everybody is out there worried about the Rona, and we should be, and the ramifications that the Rona is going to have, there are not enough people talking about the psychological toll that this is having on us. And not just on us as like creatives, but like on people in general. I see it in everyone I talk to. But we can get through this. We just have to learn the hardest form of compassion, and that is to be compassionate towards ourselves. And at some point, we will be in a better place, and I'll be able to yell at myself and say, why haven't you gotten your 3,000 words a day written? But for now, hey, I'm getting like 700, 1,000 words a day done. That's brilliant. And I have to learn to be okay with that. And that's how I'm setting goals right now. I hope that this helps. I really do. Because I just wanted to talk to you all about it. Anywho, next time, I don't know what we're going to be talking about. But if you have any questions, comments, or topics you'd like to have discussed on the show, it would help me out a lot because it takes some of the ideation off my plate. And also, I do love hearing from you. Down in the show notes, you'll find a link to the voice message system. Keep it short, keep it clean, so I can use it on the show. I would love to hear from you. If you'd rather hit me up on social media, I am C. Dorset on both Twitter and Instagram, and you can find links to everything that I do over at projectshadow.com. If you have any money that you want to give me because you feel anything that is not guilt, down in the show notes, you'll find a link to both listener support and my Patreon. Thank you to everybody who does that, and to everyone else, if you don't have any money right now or you don't feel like giving, don't give it to me. Don't. We're fine. We will be fine. We'll be fine. All of us. But if you know anybody that would like anything that I do, please share it with them. That helps out more than you know. Alrighty, I'm going to stop my insane ramblings now. And hopefully I'll be in a better headspace when we talk next. Until next time, stay well, stay safe, and don't forget to have the fun. Bye.